To become effective, you know, to become beneficial for mind. To stop all the hindrances. All the practice of Dharma. All the hindrances of the revealing the teachings. So for those reasons, so at the beginning, before the discourse, we're going to short meditation practice with the prayer. And also some recitation mantra. So those who have, you know, idea, who have received teachings before on these meditation practices, and those who know the visualization, you know, can follow the visualization. And those who haven't received any teachings on this, you know, who don't know about these different meditation practices, which are contained in the prayers, then or you can just concentrate on the sound of the prayer, the mantra, and you can just concentrate on the sound of the mantra. Like that. Even that, you know, even you are able to concentrate on the sound of the mantra, even that has great meaning, great purpose.
Number
From the depth of heart to our compassion of our this father. Please grant me empowerment to transform my mind in Dharma and Dharma to become path and to not occur any hindrances to the path. And also make a request, please grant me empowerment, the blessing, to generate quickly the loving compassion for Bodhicitta, which is the heart of all the Buddha Dharma, which is generated in the mind of the holy beings, the Chaitanya Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and the direct and indirect in the mind of the also direct and indirect guru. And also my request from the heart to Avalokiteshvara. Please grant me empowerment to always utilize whatever life, my life, you know, changes. I experience happiness or suffering, whatever life I experience, may I be able to always utilize the path of enlightenment. And to never separate away, even for a second, you know, to never separate away from the practice of the true Bodhicitta, even for a second.
Oh.
First, I would like to say thank you very much that that you came here to study the Dharma, to practice meditation. I'm happy to meet all of you. I myself in very limited, you know, or in the knowledge of Dharma. I understand Dharma. Dharma is like the earth is like this earth, you know. My understanding of Dharma is like the atom, you know, the atom of this earth, like that, you know. And no experience of, no experience at all, no one's experience of all meditation, no practice, you know, nothing. So, therefore, I don't, you know, There's no hope that, you know, that my talk can benefit to you. There's no hope. You know? But then the teaching is that the little teaching that which I heard, you know, from from my gurus, on those, you know, those gurus from whom I heard, you know, little teaching, oh, they are well experienced. They have infinite knowledge of Dharma. Besides, you know, have perfect experience apart besides having perfect the infallible understanding of the whole path. To enlightenment. But the little teaching which I heard from these pure, pure teaching without any mistake. By practicing, which gives the result, you know, which makes possible to reach oneself to the goal where, you know, where one wants to approach. So I'll try as my, you know, as the what I heard in the little teaching, what I heard, what I heard from them. So I'll try to explain as correct as possible. So this time, the main subject of the teaching, that is the Mahayana doctrine, the the Mahayana doctrine of the 8 verses. This time I witnessed to finish the subject. However, the Mahayana thought training, generally, you know, all the teaching, Tantra Sutra, explained by Buddha, all the 84,000 teachings explained by Buddha, all these, all the teachings, which contains, you know, Buddha's psychology or Buddha's method, to free the sentient beings gradually from the different level, you know, from the different types of sufferings, and to lead gradually in the different levels of happiness, you know, to the highest blissful state, the state of omniscient mind, enlightenment. And all the 84,000 teachings shown by Buddha Sampada, all those psychology of such teaching we contain, all, you know, all those teachings are Buddha's in the psychology method. Then, the Mahayana thought training. Mahayana thought training, this is the most profound Buddha psychology. This is the essence among the 84,000 teachings shown by Buddha Shakyamuni Buddha. If one doesn't practice, you know, even one has understanding, if one doesn't practice, then of course, same as the patients who has, who has hundreds of stores of medicines, you know, who has hundreds of shops of medicines, you know, full of medicines, you know, but patient himself never take, you know, the himself, you know, the owner of the shops, you know, hundreds of shops of medicines, the chemistry, the shop, anyway, the owner himself, you know, because he never used medicines that he had from that he has in the shop. He never take, you know, so, you know, the disease he has, you know, how much it is painful, you know. The his, you know, how much medicine he has in the shop, it doesn't benefit, doesn't recover his disease. Like that, even the person has how much understanding of the teaching if the person has, if the person, you know, the Mahayana doctrine and teaching, as long as the person does not practice, doesn't put in action, doesn't practice, you know, even though how much understanding he has, does not, it doesn't solve his problems. It doesn't, you know, doesn't benefit to his mind. However, this doctrine and teaching, if it is practiced, no doubt that whether it works or not, there's no need doubt. It's just a matter. It's just a question of whether the person, you know, practice or not, or they will, what he put in the action mode. Just only a matter of that. There's no question, there's no doubt whether it's benefits to the mind or not by practicing that touching. Whether it benefits or not, there's no need. There's no need doubt. Except, you know, if the person does not practice, except that. So the mindful training or practice, a very profound, the psychological method or the technique. To transform all the sufferings, all the undesirable things, in happiness. To transform all the sufferings, all the problems, or the physical, mental problems, or to transform any happiness. All the undesirable things to make it desirable. So by transforming all the undesirable things into desirable, that way, peace comes in the mind of the person. And normally, our life changes up and down all the time. When the life, the what we call happy, you know, when the life is happy, you know what we call? Which you believe? That time when we call and I'm happy. If one carefully checks up, if one carefully, you know, examines by thinking inside. Whether the mind is really in peace in the time, whether it's really relaxed, you know, whether the mind is really in peace at that time, there's no peace. Even that time, you know, the mind is confused. When we think we are happy at that time, the attachment rises. The unsubdued mind, you know, rises. So the mind is confused. There's no, mind is not really relaxed in, there's no real peace in the mind. And the, feeling tiredness, attachment, all the things like that. Even during those, even, you know, even during those, oh, I say, the life, that we call happy. Then, of course, no question, no need to talk about how the mind is confused, or when the life changes from happiness to suffering. Then, the one become rich, often again, there's no peace in the mind, another problem, the mind become confused. Or the one become poor, of course, then again, there's a problem. Also one, one become higher, not, again, there's no peace in mind. Life's not really happy. Even one has a higher rank, position. Again, in the mind, there's much problem. By rising, those various unsubdued mind, attachment, pride, and those things. When it changes from higher to lower, when you fall down from higher to lower, your life again, all the aggression, much depression, all that like this. Then, Then, when there's a repetition, when there's, when you have, when one has say, reputation, is there really peace in the mind? No, there's no real peace. Mind clings. Mind clings. So much, the reputation. There's worry to lose the reputation. Well, anyway, like this, you see, there's actually, even when you have good reputation, there's no peace in the mind. The mind is confused. But then, when you, when it changes to the bad reputation, when you receive bad reputation, criticism, of course, the mind is confused. Unhappy to hear, having said, undesirable, thought, and the undesirable thought rises, and hatred rises. When there's sicknesses in autumn, there's no peace in the mind. There's no happiness in the life. Of course, then when the death occurs, that time, this is the greatest hindrance of the of the life. The greatest problem of this life is the greatest problem of this life is the death. So of course, in those other life, in those other lives, in those during the life, if one cannot keep the mind in peace, in happiness, during those other during the life, when one meets the different, conditions. When one have to meet the miserable conditions, during the life, difficult, say, Peace in mind. Pre realization. So, when the death comes, that's simple. And then, how to say? Much more difficult. Much more difficult. To pre realization in mind in that time. So, the purpose of Thought Train, purpose of practicing Mahayana Thought Train, that is, no? To transform whatever your life, whatever, once my life changes up the, all happy suffering, rich, poor, all them, higher, lower, bad reputation, all the bad reputation, good reputation, when you have admiration, when you have criticism, sick, when one is sick, when one experiencing death, whatever condition changes, to not let rise the unsubdued mind, which doesn't allow to have peace in the mind, which makes the life unhappy. Which brings all the worries and fears. And the thought train, the mind thought train practice, it transforms. Even the unsubdued mind, anger, ignorance, attachment, or pride, all those unsubdued mind, which makes unhappy, which cause unhappy, comfortable, unhappy to the body and mind, or the, the mind thought and practice, it transforms its unsubdued mind. Even the unsubdued mind, it transforms. In the path to happiness. The unsubdued mind rising become cause of suffering, it transforms, the mind thought and practice transforms those unsubdued mind in the path, in the method of happiness, in the path to happiness, in the path to enlightenment. And then like that. It's very the mind thought training practice. So profound, incredibly effective, beneficial for the mind, even practices. Then all the miserable conditions, the thought and practice and the transforms all those miserable conditions, it becomes cause to practice Dharma. Inspiring oneself to practice Dharma. To accumulate virtue. The cause of happiness. All the hindrances of the life, all the hindrances of life, all the hindrances of the meditation or practicing Dharma, by practicing mind thought training, all those hindrances of meditation, hindrances of Dharma practice, all of them become, beneficial condition. beneficial condition. Beneficial condition, you know, to practice Dharma. Beneficial condition, you know, or to quickly generate the bodhicitta, to quickly generate, you know, the steps, the path to enlightenment. All those hindrances becomes, you know, beneficial condition or helpful to free quickly ones, to free oneself, you know, or from the suffering, from the problems. Then the mind, if one practices, you know, mind thought training, one cannot find any enemy. One cannot find any, you know, dislikable pair, dislikable, you know, how to say, undesirable sentient being, undesirable person. One cannot find. One has no enemy. Cannot find any enemy. That person doesn't have any enemy. Even the whole. Even though the whole people on this in this world, they attack him, you know, they attack him. Criticize him, you know, attack him, how to say, badly treat him. Even all sentient beings, you know, they rise up as enemy against, you know, to this person. But for him, there's only one single enemy. A person who practices mind thought training, there's no one single enemy. For him, all the people, all the sentient beings, you know, who rises as enemy, you know, they have a against him, who give harm to him, or for him, all those become, you know, virtuous teacher, all those become guru, all those become, you know, spiritual friend, to quickly generate path to enlightenment. For him, for that practitioner, he sees, especially those enemies, who dislike, who battle cheat, who criticize him, who kill him, who, you know, they who give harm, he sees, especially, those sentient beings, best friend, the guru, you know, the actual guru, the best friend, best, you know, spiritual friend, who gives enlightenment in the hand, you know, who gives. The whole path to, you know, who gives the whole path to enlightenment and the result of enlightenment, you know, cause and result, cause the path, result of enlightenment, completely in the hand, giving in his hand, like in the sun, like a friend giving a cake, you know, in your hand, you know, like that. The best friend, or the real teacher, real the virtuous friend. So when he sees in this way, the enemies, you know, the only thought, what can I do? What can I help him? You know, what can I do for him? You know, only they taught to help, you know. Oh, what can I do, you know, to obtain happiness for him, to free him from suffering. Mm. You know, the what rises is the thought of kindness, thought of the kindness of that person. Kindness of that enemy. What rises? Instead of rising, thought to harm, you know, to that enemy, rises, you know, for that person, what comes? What thought rises? Thought of kind, the thought, you know, the remembering kindness of the person, the enemy. So instead of harm, what he does, so what the practitioner retaliate, you know, what he retaliate, instead of harming, you know, back, what he, the his retaliation is the, you know, to help. He harm, but the practitioner help. The practitioners of the mind for training. That's what he does. Because of the practice of the mindful training.
Okay, I should feel it.
So in such this, if the five, you know, the degenerated times, if one does not practice mindful training, if one does not depend on this practice, it is extremely difficult to practice Dharma. And even one try to practice Dharma, very difficult to continue. It's very difficult to accomplish, you know, the practice of Dharma. Because of, you know, the five the degenerations. The degeneration of the unsettled mind. And degeneration of the view, degeneration of the sentient being, degeneration of time, and degeneration of life. The unsubdued mind, the degeneration of the unsubdued mind, the unsubdued mind, which are in the mind of the in the mind of the sentient beings in the prison in this time, you know, much more gross, than before, you know. The 100,000, you know, a million years back, those the sentient beings in this world, then their mind, you know, they answered the mind, extremely, you know, the present the living the sentient beings, they answered the mind. In extremely gross, you know, than those the 100,000 into millions of back, you know, all those time the unsubdued mind of the human beings living on this earth, other like that. So therefore, it's very difficult. Therefore, very difficult, you know, to control. Difficult in to rise peace in the mind. However, difficult to practice Dharma. To be able to practice meditation. Well, then I bet. Then because of this generation of the delusions, all of them are then the degeneration of the view happened. For the sentient beings, you know, this time, the sentient beings are difficult to, say, to understand cause and effect, karma, the view. The view of the worldly beings, the karma, very difficult to understand, cause and effect, you know, cause. Then from non-virtue, the result suffering rising, from virtue, you know, result happiness rising. All of those, however, the cause and effect of them, difficult, I say, to understand, difficult to escape, something like that. You see, that because that degeneration of the view happened because of the degeneration of the unstable mind, being the unstable mind being extremely gross. But then also very difficult to understand, very difficult to understand in all absolute nature, the right view, the absolute nature of the mind, very difficult to understand, very difficult to realize. Like that. Even though it is explained, it's very difficult to understand. Like that. The degeneration of view, like this. Then degeneration. Oh, degeneration of the life. Why the... Before, the original human beings who lived on this earth, originally, the very first human beings, they could live they could live, you know, 84, say, the 84,000, you know, years they could live. In the past time, the human being could live, you know, that much long, live. Then it has been getting shorter and shorter, 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 shorter. So now, nowadays, the very small number of people who could live over 100 years. They're mostly kind of 67 like that. But then, however, degeneration of life. How this has happened, getting shorter, shorter like this? Well, that happened because of the degeneration of the unstable mind. The unstable mind, you know, the delusions have been becoming grosser, you know, stronger, stronger. So this is the result. Effect or result. Or then a degeneration of then degeneration of time. Or then that nowadays, you know, the whole world is in the danger of, you know, in the atomic danger, you know, to be destroyed, it's in danger to be destroyed within 1 hour, within 1 hour. Which wasn't in the case, in like that danger before, you know, or in the past times, which can be the whole world can be destroyed in such a short time, you know, which wasn't in such a danger before. Although like that, anyway, then having more and more famines, you know, so many thousands of people, they have to, you know, dying, you know, in starvation, things like that, you know. Water, flood, or things like that. So many, earthquake, many millions of people dying. Things like that, degeneration of time. And those, more like this happening? It's because of, again, it's a result. It's because of degeneration of unsubtle mind. And then also, you know, disease. Disease which hasn't been in history before, which hasn't been doctors in the, which hasn't been the experience. Or new disease coming nowadays. One thing is like that, because the unstable mind became more and more gross. So because of that cause, and the new disease, the present well-educated doctors, even they can't recognize or can't tell what it is. And difficult to explain. What things are that? In the teaching, it is explained like this. What would happen in the future. You know, such as, you know, designated times, the doctors could not recognize many new diseases coming. One great yogi called Tamasambhava, he has explained in his teaching. One also explained what one can do. When it's such designated time, the doctors cannot recognize, cannot tell. Examining the nerves, the veins, and the urination, you know, or by checking the canons, can't tell everything, you know, completely opposite. And they're not normal with what they can judge, what they can discriminate. Then what? During those time, what one can do? How one can help the patients? And their methods explained, you know, to recognize the different diseases. The medicines, you know, how to treat. However, often, then degeneration of sentient being. The unsubtle mind is extremely gross and so solid. So deep, even the teaching is given to subdue the mind, to pacify the unsubtle mind. Even the method, the teaching is revealed. You know, it's extremely difficult to subdue, to pacify the mind of this present, you know, the sentient beings. If wrong teaching is given, very easy to understand. Extremely easy to believe, you know, to have faith. If the wrong teaching is given, if the wrong path is shown, very easy to rise faith in it. One doesn't even think about checking. Even doubt does not rise. You know, how it is, whether, you know, by following this path, you know, one can achieve ultimate happiness. Has it been anybody's experience or not? What this path really been leads oneself to the ultimate happiness? Not. No? Even the question doesn't arise. Then easily, you know, without doubting, easily believing. However, if the right teaching is wrong, very difficult to understand, very difficult to have faith. Well then, incredible number, you know, incredible number, you know, who followed the wrong path, incredible number. The number of sentiments. Who followed the right path is it's so little number. Who follow the right path. It's so little number. So that's the degeneration of the sentient beings. All these degenerations came from the degeneration of the answer to, caused by the degeneration of answer to the mind. Only this. Therefore, in a way, you know, and such this time, there's so many, even who do not practice Dharma, you know, even who do not practice Dharma, in the life, times, you know, being happy is very little. Times, experience problem is much more. Even one who does not practice Dharma. Times that he experienced problems, you know, going through problems, is so much. Yeah. Times that he's happy, you know, that's very little. If it's counted. However, designated time without practicing mindful training, even doesn't understand such this, you know, profound method, you know, or doesn't practice certain. Even one who practices Dharma, even who does not practice Dharma, difficult to always keep the mind in peace, always be a happy life. Very difficult. So actually, the mindful training practice is something. It's something that is not that this psychological method is not only something which you need only for Dharma, for person who practices meditation, person who only practices Dharma. It is no use. It doesn't need for the people. For the people who does not practice Dharma. That is no use. They don't need, you know. It's not like that. It's something, even those who don't practice meditation, who is not involved in spiritual thing, you know. It is something the thought training is something which they have to understand and practice. Since the person who are the who doesn't have faith in the spiritual path, you know, who doesn't practice, you know, since they do not wish problems, to experience problems, without depending on such a method, there's no way to keep them alive, always happy.